The Volumes of Truth, Volume 7. Enemies of Israel, come forth. December 31st, 2009. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, the time has come. Behold, the day appointed draws near, when I shall rise up and defend my people Israel. I shall stretch out my hand and deliver them, even all who dwell in the land of Israel, the land which I had promised to Abraham and have given to the seed of Jacob, forever. Yet let it be known to you, O house of Israel, and let all nations understand. For my own name's sake shall I do it. For it is time to reveal my hand to the peoples of the earth. It is time for the name of the Lord your God to be made known, for my name to resound in all the earth. Then you will know, I am the Lord, and I have dealt with you for my own name's sake, and not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, says the Lord God. Therefore, let the atheist consider and weep for his soul. Let his intellect fail him, and his heart melt like wax before the fire. For it is time. Yea, let all my enemies fear. Let all in the earth tremble. For I am coming down to take vengeance upon my adversaries, and to repay all who lift up their heel against me. For the enemies of Israel gather. Evil thoughts have entered their hearts. And behold, as in the days of Moses, when I hardened the heart of Pharaoh, so also have I hardened the hearts of those who seek to destroy Israel. Therefore, thus says the Lord to the enemies of Israel, come forth! Yes, gather yourselves together and come forth. Make your pact and come out. Ascend. Come like a storm. Cover the land like a cloud. You and all your armies with you. Come out and fight against me, that I may cut you down. Behold, my fury shall show in my face, and I shall strike you in my jealousy and cut you down in the fire of my wrath. As blighted wheat before the scythe, as a diseased sheaf left standing in an open field, set as stubble before the fire. Behold, I shall make of you a spectacle, and you shall be for a sign to all nations. For the time has come, and I am eager to perform my will, says the Lord, the one and only true God, the Holy One of Israel.